when our Lord asked the royal official, remarked that everyone wants to have miracles. He was questioning, trying his motives, whether it was self-interest, draw attention to himself, or whether his motive was truly the welfare of his son. And he answered simply, to come and heal him. He is in grave danger of dying. And our Lord said, go, your son is living. And so he believed him, and he went back to his home, and on the way he was met by his servant saying, don't worry anymore, your son is well. And he asked, when did he turn for the better? Around 1 o'clock. And he said, when he thought that was just the moment that Jesus said, your son will live. So he and his whole house, as it were, came to become believers and followers of Jesus. Jesus does not always grant us the miracles that we ask him for, not because he intends to deny us or because he doesn't think we're holy enough to deserve his attention, but because he has something better in mind for us. When our prayers are genuine, they never go unanswered. But there is one kind of miracle. We don't always advert to that, but it's really, every time we, as it were, receive one of the sacraments, an element of the miracle is involved. And especially is that the case with Holy Communion, that what we ask to receive worthily, that we ask be possible for us to receive daily. Daily we are asking for something indeed very special, although it may seem at the moment to be rather ordinary. To keep in mind all these wonderful signs, all these wonderful instruments for our salvation are not things that will come naturally, but they are, as it were, gifts of Christ, gifts of the supernatural order. We ask for them, we are asking in a very true sense of the term for a miracle. And the miracles are continue to be worked for us. Let us keep that always in mind. Never hesitate to ask for the things that will help us to grow in holiness, will help those who are dearest to us to do the same, and indeed, as it were, all the members of the human family, that they be converted, that their sins be forgiven, that they be able to enjoy enjoy the gifts, especially those that are given to us when we participate in the celebration of the Holy Mass and receive Him worthily in Holy Communion. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.